Each summer, Lewis and Clark students and faculty engage in collaborative scientific research with the John Rogers Science Research Program. Over the course of 10 weeks, students take responsibility for a small part of a faculty member's research concept. This is the second summer the Rogers Program has supported research projects in psychology, and Professor Yu-Ping Zhang's team is using the support to further the understanding of drinking behavior among college students by examining it as a social factor, a result of personality traits like impulsivity, and as a neuropsychological function. I talked to her research team about the applications of their research and what it's like to be doing psychology research with the Rogers Program.
My name is Teresa Hennings. I'm going to be a senior and a psychology major.
I'm Myers Kemp. I'm going to be a senior as well, and I'm also a psychology major.
I'm Hillary Galloway. I'm going to be a senior too, and I'm also a psych major.
What is the practical application of this research?
I feel like it sort of is divided into two different kind of implications. We're hoping that we'll help, or we'll be able to more understand how these factors influence whether or not people drink or how much they drink. But then also, once we know that, we might be able to do some sort of programs to reduce drinking or problem drinking.
Yeah, where the focus of interventions or preventions should be.
Right.
There's a lot right now on social norm perception, and students are perceiving other people drinking more and are therefore drinking more themselves, or vice versa. And so whether these interventions targeted towards social norm perception are working and how they could work better.
So you just did your lunch talk.
It was interesting to see the questions people asked, because it wasn't. They're not questions I was expecting.
We're used to talking about psychology to psychologists, so it was sort of difficult as we were going through planning our presentation, sort of having to figure out, okay, these are chemists, not psychologists. Like, how are we going to explain this differently? And
people asked really good questions. Mm-hmm. We definitely still feel a little bit on the outside.
I mean, there's only, out of all of the presentations, you know, there's only two psych, and we were the first, so we felt a little bit uncomfortable going in. Like, oh, are they judging us for being, you know, quote-unquote soft science? But, it's definitely a science. We do the same methodologies.
Yeah. And it's so clearly important because it's about, you know, sort of day-to-day life of people. So I think we're definitely sort of in our own little separate league with all the other research teams. But I like it. I think it's good that we are finally being included with the other science programs.
And it's been kind of fun because all the other Rogers students are being participants in our study, or a lot of them anyway.
Yeah.
And so they get to kind of see what it's like and what we're doing. And everyone seems really interested in it because it's something that you can identify with. So.
And we're like the only all-female team, so we represent, you know, the women of LC in the science department.
So what do you feel like you're taking away from this experience?
As much as we're taught in methodology, like, this is how you do a study, it's entirely different when we're suddenly having to do it.
And it does make you, I don't know, for me, like, it's making me appreciate when you read, like, psychology studies that are published in professional journals. Like, it makes you appreciate, like, even though it sounds, like, very neat and tidy, like, when it gets published, it's never that neat and tidy. Like, there's things that they probably had to cut corners or, like, do it differently than they wanted to do it.
Definitely.
And it wasn't,
I was
didn't go,
about
like,
that.
To the clear conclusion really easily. So
there's like two paragraphs on methodology when I'm like, wow, that probably took 2 months.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Cut it down into two paragraphs of how they ran the experiment.
Yeah.
Just makes me appreciate more what psychologists go through.
And even just trying to predict how people are going to interpret what we give them. Like, we had to go through so many different drafts of all our questionnaires thinking, okay, how could they misread this and then answer it differently than we want them to? So it's definitely a lot harder to try and sort of predict how people are going to appreciate our materials, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's making me think a lot about, like, experiments that would be interesting to run.
I know you haven't started analyzing data yet, but has the drinking behavior of Lewis and Clark population surprised you?
I sort of came in expecting the worst. Not that we're terrible students, I don't mean that, just sort of I was prepared to be dealing with, like, results about really heavy drinking and those implications. And so it's been nice to see that we have a very healthy range.
Yeah, I've been surprised by the range. We've definitely gotten very heavy drinkers, but I've gotten a few who never tried alcohol, so it's interesting.
All right, thank you so much for letting me interview you.